This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by BTC, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, First Caribbean Bank, Island Wholesale, John's Department Store, J.S. Johnson, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, the Wednesday, February 15th edition of Talking Heads is on and popping. Your boy Naughty and your company right up until 6 p.m. And listen, people, listen. The ish done hitting the fan. Now, I Lord knows, I wanted to get in here and parlay the parlay about NIB set to lose $95 million in 2023. Minister says losses would happen without a rate hike. I wanted to talk about Biden's climate envoy. We're all in this together. The Prime Minister's take. We look forward to discussions at CARICOM and the leader of the opposition, Mr. Pintar, chiding the government on conflicting NIB comments. But we can't talk about that. No, sir. No holla. Lines are open. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Text lines powered by BTC 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. Cable channel 969. BTC flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on. But yeah, we need to talk about what happened today. Boy, look here. Lots of things popping off on the Bahama Strip. From Fusion to Goodman's Bay Now we have it that it's come to our understanding that, as we all saw, as it went live virally today, leader of the COI, Lincoln Baird, arrested. Members of the COI arrested. Social media is a virtual you-know-what storm right now. All the ish hitting the fan, the fingers pointing, the conspiracy theories are out. What's your take? Now, I'll tell you what my take is. And I don't want this to get lost in the shuffle. Now, everybody knows. I call it and I keep it 100. Sometimes you agree with me, sometimes you don't. And it's all good. That's what makes the world go around. However, okay? However, when you look at the landscape that's out there and going on, I'm not going to run from the fact that I say a lot of the times Mr. Bain's message is lost with the messenger. And there's a lot of smoke and mirrors and conspiracy theories and hype and, for lack of a better word, for clout chasing and clicks and likes. And but where's the substance? Where's the solution in the end? Nothing on that end. However, but because I agree to disagree with some of his stances or the way he delivers the message, because I think the message that's trying to be delivered is pertinent, but again, lost on the messenger. That does not mean I will not stand shoulder to shoulder and fight for freedom of speech and fight for the right to a free and peaceful congregation or assembly or protest. So what I'm saying is I may not agree with what Ben got to say all the time, but by God, he does have the right to freedom of speech to express himself. And today I saw the muzzling of freedom of speech. There was nothing violent. There was nothing sinister about the protest. It was a peaceful protest to which the message should have been allowed to be delivered. So there was muzzling, in my opinion, and denial of freedom of speech and denial of people to freely congregate peacefully to protest peacefully. Now, you can say what you want about, you know, certain portions of the media being silent and so on, and why, what happened to the media, they disappeared. That's one thing. But now, when Joe Public cannot exercise their right to freedom of speech or freedom of assembly, Houston, we got a problem. That was borderline dictatorial in my book. And yeah, I may not agree with Bain and his message, but he does have that right to freedom of speech. He does have that right to a peaceful assembly and a peaceful protest. Let's check the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, my brother. What's up, man?
All good, my brother.
Listen, I spoke with a former MP today who attend these type of meetings all around the world. And his words was that he's been to United Nations meetings. He's been to CARICOM meetings. And protests always allowed to come within a stone's throw of the building. They were never treated the way this crew was treated today. So far as I can say today, today was a travesty. And I don't think what the police realized, they gave Lincoln and his organization, they gave them more coverage today than they would have ever asked for.
Sometimes the demons we have are the demons that we create. That's an old, long time saying, all right? And I said it to say this. That right there today, they breathed power. They gave him a full hookup, a full power supply.
They gave him what they did today, he could have never paid for. And they don't realize that. They opened a can of worms today.
And what I seem to be seeing, you know, on the social media fronts and on the streets, the COI seems to be cutting deeply into the base of the PLP. Because you got long-term PLPs leaving out of there publicly, like Israelites out of Egypt, vocally, expressing, you know, me up out of here.
You know, I agree with you in terms of his stance or in terms of his approach on certain matters. I sometimes question, but you cannot question his mission. But today, was a travesty to not just to the press, not just to protesters, but to the Bahamian people. So I'm wondering now, right, since they give them all this coverage today, I'm quite sure the news media picked this up. Are they going to muzzle the news tonight too? Because these people got to go back to the hotel. These people can watch the news. So well, are they going to muzzle the news?
Well, hold on. Well, if you want to look at it, I mean, I know one form of news may be kind of scripted.
No, let's say two.
Maybe two, yeah. One and a half for sure.
Yeah. So again, this was a mess today. This was a mess. And not just that. I mean, the way the police handled this dude, come on, man.
My biggest concern in all of this is Lincoln today, me or you tomorrow. What if I want to have a peaceful assembly to protest something? Pretending to maybe oil drilling or the legalization and decriminalization of medicinal and recreational and sacramental marijuana in the country, not to mention the industry. Maybe I want to protest on some things that matter to me, you know, and maybe they're going to try to lock me up because, you know, freedom of speech has now been, you know, damaged or altered.
Well, he has to irony about this whole thing. Next election, Lincoln could be their boss.
In the words of The Rock, whoa, jabroni.
You see what I'm saying, right?
I mean, it could happen because on St. Patrick's Day, two Irishmen could walk out of a bar. I mean, it could happen. It may not. Probably be nine times out of it. It could happen, though. So, yeah.
Did you see Trump winning the presidency?
There you go. And let's be real. Mr. Bain is very Trumpian. Replace the word, you know, Mexican with Haitian. Boy, you got a little combustion going on, you know? And then you say the news and the media lie, and now they planted a spy camera in my light bulb or in my light fixture, and here we go. Off to the races.
He's gaining attention. He's gaining attention, and he's gaining traction. And events like today, it just proves that what he's saying is some possible truth to it.
Yeah, but why I say whoa, again, a lot of noise in the market, but where's the follow-through? Like free throws. I'm still waiting for that good follow-through form from Mr. Bain. Because we got a lot of incendiary remarks, let's be honest. A lot of attention and spotlight drawn to the matter and the issue at hand, which are normally hot-button issues. And then on the back end, no solution or substance. But
well,
in this case,
I mean,
the bigger
I mean,
picture is he was denied his right to free speech today. He was denied his right to a peaceful assembly and a protest. And on that matter, that, like I say, him today, me tomorrow, so I got to stand and support the fact that he was denied or muzzled from his right to freedom of speech. So in that area, you know, he got my support. How he delivers other messages, well, maybe he need to, you know, reform some of the messages, just say it a little different, and you might keep people's attention a little longer.
What I'm being made to understand was that him and some of those members were guests at the hotels today.
Yeah, but
at
any given moment, though, we know how this thing goes when it comes to hotels. You could go ahead and have somebody removed off that guest list, you know, the right phone call come through. I mean, by God, look at Michael Irvin over the weekend in the Super Bowl. Hotel employee said something to a hotel manager. They call the NFL. And then they called the NFL Network before they called the law. No case to answer to, no report filed, absolute hill of beans. Michael Irvin eventually going to get $100 million if that lawsuit stick. So it is what it is. We need to formulate better ways to approach how we do things, man. We get too sensationalized, and we lose the message in the hype.
All right, my brother. I'll continue to listen.
But I appreciate you calling in, as always, man.
Yeah, man. Take that.
Best up. All right, let's get to the next caller. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Naughty, how are you?
How are you?
Good. Listen, I am so disappointed today in our government and our police and our authorities. I mean, what is the problem with persons? They had it barricaded. They've already done that. They blocked off, you know, what they needed to block off. What is the problem with people speaking up in this country? What's the problem? Now, like you say, people may not like to hear it the way he says, but he says the raw truth, right? People don't like to hear that raw truth, right? He's speaking about issues in this country. You know, I believe, in my opinion, the issue with the injunction would never have, you know, would never have been addressed had it not been for exposure and people talking about the, you know, the expansion of it, right? It's just sad today.
I looked at it on many levels because, yes, while you may have to file for a permit to protest, okay? And I understand that outside of Parliament and so on and so forth, but can a group of people not walk down Bahama Boulevard?
Well, was that government road or not?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. A whole road that we, the taxpayers, paid for maybe once or twice?
That's what I'm saying. So it wasn't on private property. He was on government road. And what's wrong with that? That was
And that ties back. That ties back to my point. What if others want to simply, right, I get it, not to protest, but I could still have a right to freedom of congregation.
Of course.
If I want to get together with 8 or 9 like-minded, funny individuals.
They can send the AK-47 for you, Naughty.
We should be able to, you know, I mean, at the end of the day, all right, let's keep it 100. You got to apply for a permit. To protest, that's fine. All right, we'll leave that there because that's the law. However, I saw him say nothing out of the way to be arrested.
Nobody could say that.
And at that point, there was not that many people.
Right.
Congregated because he was hustling on live at that point, saying what was going on, and you all join me this way because ain't nobody out here.
Yeah, that wasn't a democracy move. That was the other move. It was terrible. I saw, once they took him away, obviously the persons out there got agitated or whatever, and they started taking females. They started taking old men. It's terrible. Why you can't speak up about an issue in your country? I mean, it's just ridiculous, right?
And, like at some point, if you're gonna have to have a permit to protest. Then, okay, there are going to be a lot of entities that start getting this permit to protest because at this stage of the game, this administration is an epic failure, in my opinion. Get out of its own way.
This is a serious thing today, This is a serious thing today. Really, really poor.
It really is.
I am disappointed as a Bahamian. I've been in this country. I was born in the 60s. I'm disappointed. And this is what holds Bahamians back from speaking up. It's almost like a... intimidation tactic, because people would be like,
it's bully boy.
Yeah, if we speak up, they can do this, they can do that. It is sad because we seem like we've gone back 60 years, right? People don't want to hear the raw truth that, these people, Lincoln, you may say it in a particular way, it's not as nice as you want to hear it, but is it the truth? Is it a problem? We have to look at the issue, right? And stop looking at it as, you're criticizing my party, right? When it's a national issue, we're confused about that situation, right? But Bahamians could rest assured today, that was a step 20, 30, 40 years backward. It's sad, to say the least.
And, this is only going to me, I think this was a ripple effect moment today. Like when you throw a rock in a pond, a pebble in a pond, and you get the ring and a ring. I would like to see now some, nonpartisan support from the COI and FNM. They need to congregate the next time the house is in.
They need to step it up and support now that the injunction has been lifted. Everybody coming out talking about illegal immigration. How long a group called Bahamas for Bahamians, the COI, and some other concerned citizens.
Yeah, man, they're all over my Facebook timeline. You ain't got to tell me, I know. The algorithms didn't bump them off yet.
They have spoken up about this issue, and every time they go online even on the media, they want to change that narrative to, you're hating and you're xenophobic. How about enforcing our laws fairly?
Like I said all along, as long as we maintain the human rights protocols that we've signed on internationally to, get her done, in the words of Larry the Cable Guy. It's been far too long.
But Naughty, have you seen a situation where anybody has broken any human rights? We have been lenient.
No. I'm saying moving forward, when we need to demolish, because we can now do it in accordance with those protocols and make it happen.
Have you seen any demolishing? Let me tell you.
Because now they have to have the committee for that. You know how that goes, sis. You got to have a committee for that. So we can pontificate some more about that.
Exactly. But Naughty, watch it. Unless that is kept hot out there and someone is talking about it like these people, Lincoln and COI.
And you have to stay on it because it becomes a back page issue on the dailies.
Yeah, man. But these Bahamians really need to stop being afraid to speak up for their rights. It is not being rude. It's not being, oh, you don't know, man. You know, that's the government. No. Sometimes the government can't see everything. And you have to bring it to light.
Bottom line, it's our money, though. It's our dime. You work for us.
Well, y'all must be like paying taxes. I know. That's probably what
Boy,
it is.
Listen, I know who was worse, Herod or the last prime minister or this one, because every time I look up, it's a different tax.
Exactly.
They're trying to put tax on the tax.
That's all I could say.
Would they get taxes on oxygen next? You have 1,000 free breaths a day, and then you got to pay 5 cents.
It's not unusual to get to make a change in your country. We just need to look at our history. You know, back in the day when they throwing the mace out the window, you're burning the Constitution, right? So, what were they shock about? This is how you get the government to listen, apparently, right?
Yeah. I agree, and you don't make me get laughing on that burnt constitution, because the hypocrisy behind that one is amazing. You get mad people protesting now, but you burn a constitution and send ashes to Mr. Bindon? Quiet with your hypocrisy. I have several seats.
Listen, but you see what you have to go through, though. What I'm trying to point that out, I'm not criticizing anybody. What you see what you have to go through to and do, you know, drastically to get some kind of attention. Do you understand? To get some change.
I know.
Why?
Because the more things change, the more they stay the same.
Amen. Thank you
very
much.
But I appreciate you calling, as always, man. Have a good one, and keep swinging, man. Keep swinging. We'll eventually
Take
get
care.
This 3-4.
All right.
Let me check some of these texts right now. Great show, Naughty, as usual. You ain't as dark as Lincoln, so you would not get locked up. Lincoln is not as light as you. Shut up. I know who this texter is. Why? Why do I even indulge you? Hi, Naughty. I've been in the country where peaceful demonstrations are order of the day, with our international meetings, etc. I'm really concerned about my country. Further, I saw officers fully armed with big guns as if they were going to war. It was a peaceful demonstration. So what is happening in this country? Lincoln is more powerful today than he ever was. The officers escalated that situation. Further, what more do you expect from the police leadership? Well, you're all chiming off today, boy. So in the Bahamas, you don't get arrested for being an illegal immigrant, but you get arrested for peacefully protesting illegal immigration. Welcome to the Bahamas. Now, welcome to Narnia. Let me check out some of these other texts. Naughty, the police basically messed up the whole entire day. First, they don't advise the public of road closures, couldn't direct traffic to the correct issue, and then try to muzzle a Bahamian leader of a party. We need a body to oversee the police. Simple. Here's the next one. Naughty, I like your theme opening. What's that name? That's Feel Good Inc. by Gorillaz. You know, I switch it up every couple of weeks. You know, really, like, I get stagnant. I got to big up my oldest son, Sancho, and that one. He was busting that off. That, and I was like, yeah, what you know about that? Next thing I know, it's on the air. So thank him. All right, Naughty. They hurry up, moved Lincoln before we really showed up, but they will see it in the elections in the next few months. Brave and his crew will cut short. They will have to go toe-to-toe and eventually see over the ledge. Bain was a paid guest at Bahamar. If they did it to him, imagine what they'll do to you. Yeah, but, you know, that's a gray area with the Bahamar situation. Now, you know, a couple of phone calls and you could be, you know, removed from the guest list for whatever reasons. But I get your point. I do get your point. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? Hey, Spaghy.
But you know, sometimes when I talk with hypocrisy, this thing what I heard that lady talking about, but democracy and being able to speak up for what you want to speak up for and everything, this thing is so pandemic in our country. The other day, when the FNM was in power and Spaghy was just lambasting menace, all the PLP friends I had would say, go, Spocky. Keep it up, Spocky. Keep it up. Right?
I'm listening.
Are you still there? Or did
I'm listening, Spocky. Get the sugar daddy out here. Talk away, my brother. I'm here.
Listen. See, even then you mentioned certain things about you just referred him as my sugar daddy.
No, I just said.
You talk show host.
Hold on, Spocky. My reference to you was...
Can I call
no, no,
him?
But let me make sure you know what I meant when I say sugar daddy. I'm talking about you asking me if I hear. I said, I'm right here. Get your sugar daddy out your ear. Meaning take a stick and get that big glob of wax that's blocking up your ear that you can't hear me saying, yes, I hear you. That's what I was meaning about sugar daddy. Like them old sugar daddy we used to eat back in the day. All right? Now, go ahead.
But when I was talking about this illegal immigrant problem from way back in 1979, or whenever the talk shows open, me and Steve McKinney and all of them was talking about that way back there when you was a little child going to school. Sparky was one of them talking about that Loftus Road and all. We was talking about that for way back then. Nobody's listening to us. UBB, PLP, S&M, DNA, we've been talking about this a long time ago. And let me tell you something. They got a protest going down Bay Street now. Where are they? That happening? You got this side and that next side and whatever have you. When the PLP now at party, then I make comments about what's going on now. Now they say Sparky turned coat on the PLP, but I was running the effing of the... I am not turning coat on no Brave Davis. It's just that seem to be politics in this Bahamas, whatever suits people in power, they go with it. Even in your talk show system, like you and Sparky, when me and you sat down by the stadium, me and you were sitting there talking with Brave, I still got that picture, you know.
Me too.
You know what I'm talking about?
And that's and a red...
Brave was deputy prime minister with Perry Christie.
Right, in Bahama Bud.
He was down there by the football game.
No, and that wasn't when he's deputy prime minister. That's when he was leader of the opposition.
Oh, leader of the opposition.
Yeah, and I had to remind you that red shirt was a KFC
back
shirt.
Then when I was rapping and raging about minutes doing a bunch of foolishness, everybody's on Sparky's side. Now when Sparky don't want making comments now, because I see things going on wrong, they say Sparky's turned coat.
No, you just...
No, I'm still a PLP.
You just keep it real, that's all.
But the point is, I have something that I love more than PLP and F&M and Red Shirt and Green Shirt.
Guinness.
I have something that's called the Commonwealth of the Bahama Islands. And I pledge my allegiance to my flag. My flag was doggone designed by doggone our teacher and governor, Herbert Bain. Okay? My flag, my coat of arms was designed by my art teacher, Herbert Bain. From way back there, as a young man in Lee Government High, Mr. Pinlin had us going forward to this new world, and then they got politics mixed up in it, then they got corruption mixed up in it, and now they will celebrate 50 years of doggone independence, and I am less off than I was then. And I must not say nothing. I love my country, and I love my children and my grandchildren and the future of my descendants. I am not going to sit here and allow no prime minister, to say that we allow foreign immigrants to come in here and take over my country.
Man, Sparky.
We got to stand up for something.
Sparky, while you was busy campaigning, helping Brave, you know, mash down minutes with them voice notes, while he was over there doing that, he was on the other side saying, hey, we are Bahamians of Haitian descent. I am you and you are me. And now you don't expect the roosters to come home to roost?
I said, why the hell did you say that? I don't know, but they say politicians just do anything for votes. Now, my own PLP brothers and sisters saying, I am talking bad about the PLP. I am not talking bad about nobody. I am talking up for the Bahamian people.
Them said who talking, who saying you talking, who say you talking
back. It's all about my country and my children and my grandchildren and people to come.
Amen, Sparky. That's what it's all about.
That's what it's all about. Now, if I pledge my allegiance to Brave and the King of England, then I just sold my doggone. I tell him, take that brown thing out of the white man, Bungie. Put it in Wonder Bread and call it peanut butter sandwich.
Anyway, let's go to the break because I did my have one peanut butter sandwich later with some jelly and do it on toast. Cut a little banana and put there. Have a cup of tea with this kind of weather, but you totally killed that for me, Sparky. Let's go to the next call, man, real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Nardi, what's happening, Papa?
What's happening, my brother?
I'm trying to figure something out. From first thing this morning, the planning of this this event.
I'm in the laugh, man, but the plan is man.
Bro, let me get my point out. Please, man, I know you got to go to your break, right?
No, man, go ahead. I just...
Papa, tell me how in the world, right? Right thinking people, you disrupt your commerce. All week long, planes have been held back. In some instances, people waiting for over 2 hours to deplane while all the pomp and stands and the fluff happening out here. Congestion everywhere. No advisories in advance.
None.
For citizenry.
None.
Bro. And in the grand scheme of all of it, what do we truly benefit from something like this, bro? And to tell them don't talk about the exposure nonsense again. Please, man.
Man, as much as RPM is traveling, that's enough exposure.
What sense? This makes sense to you, bro?
None. I'm saying I don't appreciate the fact that the information was not out there. Because I understand. I think I know what it says. I think that was a cluster, you know what, for your type of business, wasn't it?
Listen, all heavenly day, Papa. All kind of nonsense. But here's the thing. You disrupting your commerce. For what?
I mean, I know of certain instances where other resorts, certain portions of them are going to be closed to facilitate CARICOM.
But guess what? The revenue generated by a lot of those resorts, less than 20% of that money even stay in town, bro. And then we can talk about the job foolishness again. So then what's truly the benefit? If anybody out there listening to your show, Nardi, ask them, please, if this makes sense to them. Please. I'd love to. Maybe it's just me.
No, listen, man. I don't know if you're doing it late. They've been firing off already. It's no sense.
This is utter nonsense, bro. What are we benefiting from this? But our roads could get patched up now for the show. I mean, thanks anyway. That's the only time stuff appears to
but
get
not fully patched now. Just in little portions, not the whole patch.
Yeah,
length.
You want a little patchy patch, yeah. But I'll take it. Them big craters, if they fix them, that's fine. But Nardi, what are we truly benefiting from this event? Real talk.
At this time, to quote the Prime Minister, at this time I'm not able to employ the mechanisms to give you an answer for that.
I go on, but maybe it's just me. Thanks for allowing me to vent, though.
My brother, be
yeah,
safe. Breathe. Musa, you can be stuck in that traffic anyway. Let's get to the break, Mr. Producer. Caller, I'll get to you right on the flip side of the break. Hang tight for me. And, of course, I'll check out the text lines coming up on this Open Line Wednesday edition of Talking Heads. The Wednesday, February 15th edition continues right after this. Lord have mercy. Whoa, 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 whoa. Oh, well. We burn a fire, but we got Babylon and the free jack. Could have never get me down. And though they tried to use me and abuse me, I leave them with the frown. We burn a fire, but we got Babylon and the free jack. Could have never get me down. And though they tried to use me and abuse me, I leave them with the friend. So long.
Juicy fried chicken, mashed potatoes with gravy, and a hot buttery biscuit for only $5. That's genius! Part of the KFC Genius menu, the KFC $5 snack box delivers on flavor and value. Need to feed more than one? KFC's Great Picks has got you covered. Packed with 4 thighs and 4 legs, fried to golden perfection, plus 4 buttery biscuits for only $20. More genius. Hungry for deals? The Genius Menu at KFC. It's finger-licking good.
Refined style with elegant taste. Then Fine Threads is your place. If you want those slots hemmed or just taking the waist, then Fine Threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Then Fine Threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then Fine Threads is your place, is your place, is your place.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
With so much going on in the world today, only accepting cash at your business can be risky. Let Fidelity offer you and your customers safety, convenience, and the flexibility of a fixed or mobile terminal. Take it with you, on the move and on the go. because business should never stop. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit us at any of our branches.
Naughty Johnny's restaurant can only be described as the experience you want to recreate again and again and again. Their motto is simple food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's, where you can dine on crack conch, conch fritters, and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone. Enjoy a good meal and listen to live band on their patio Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday, only at Naughty Johnny's restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play,
play Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Talking Heads, the Wednesday, February 15th edition continues right now. 323-6232, phone lines are open. 325-4316, 325-4259. Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Stream us live, take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. Cable channel 969, BTC Flow channel 612. All right, let me check the text lines real quick. Naughty, it's shameful how black people use the same tactics on each other that slave masters used on blacks. Beat up and lock up persons to solve problems. Is this all that we're good for? Question mark, question mark, question mark. Makes one, shakes one head, eh? I agree. Naughty, in addition to piling taxes on the Bahamian people, Brave has shown who he really is, a real dictator. The police, SWAT, and tactical teams deserve no respect. Now, come on now. You always got to maintain some sort of respect for the armed services. They keep things in order, but I do get your point. You don't want anarchy to reign, but I get your point. And they need to have some more respect for the citizenry at the end of the day, because they do work for us. We hosted Chogum in 85, and we did not have such a chaos. This is only CARICOM. God help us all. You think? All right, let's go to the phone lines. For those of you looking for the brain teaser, we'll double it up tomorrow, man. This was open line today, right? This was, you know, all the ish hit the fan today. So, you know. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? Oh, they back to that call and hang on foolishness, say. Ah, Lord. Ah, Lord. Here we go again. You ready again? All right. 325-4316, 325-4259, 323-6232. Whichever war room that is calling and trying to busy out the lines, we got multiple lines, we got the text lines. So, you know, it ain't gonna stop this show. We gonna make it do what it do. Naughty, has the 58-year-old man who was taken into custody some 6 days ago for threats against the prime minister been charged yet? If not, where is he? Because I believe the police can only hold a person for up to 96 hours without charging them. So, I know they could hold you for a certain period and then ask for an extension, but I don't think it could exceed 96. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Naughty, sorry to call back again, man.
But no problem, man.
Let me ask you a question, right? When we look at this whole, how this whole CARICOM was handled, right? Let's look at the backup at the airport. Let's look at the traffic. Let's look at the way the police handled the protesters today.
Epic failure.
Let's look at the placement of the protesters. You had them at a hotel, then you carried them by Goodman's Bay, and then you lock them up and they get to Goodman's Bay. Whole thing was a chaos.
Yep.
This whole situation is exactly how this administration is governing the country.
No difference. Complete chaos. Look at national insurance.
Epic
the
failure.
Minister
I mean,
saying one thing. The prime minister saying the next thing.
And part of me, I think this administration is happy they had the situation today. And maybe that's why they turned all their attention to that and kind of added fuel to that fire and gave Ben more, you know, strength and more, you know, credo. Because we're ignoring NIB set to lose $95 million in 2023.
Yep. Yeah.
Ministers' losses would happen without a rate hike. But now, this is the second minister in the House who said one thing, and the PM said, well, I know, but all that.
So
who lying there? Who being disingenuous? Right. Who being misleading?
Well, either that or they'd go into two different cabinet meetings. They got a meeting for the prime minister, then they got a meeting for the cabinet minister.
Or somebody in the metal like race.
Yeah, because there's a mix-up with BPL. You know, it's always a mix-up. Everybody on a different page. Anyway, I know you got different callers, so...
Yeah, man, but I appreciate you chiming in. Have a good one, man. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads. So that's Giblet. All right. Anyhow. You know what we're going to do, Mr. Producer Man? Let me check a couple of more texts. And then, you know, we can get to the break. It's coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. We got news at the top of the hour. So we'll get into that. Any luck with that one now? Hey, let's go to the phone line. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Nutty.
Yes, sir.
What's happening, my brother?
Big Jeff, what's going on?
Boy, right there, boy. Listen, very disappointed at how our people is handled out there by the Royal Bahamas Police Force. You know?
Now, Jeff, you've been around politics a little while. I know that Mr. Bain allegedly applied for a permit, right? But I don't think he was granted one, correct?
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, I've seen, and you've worked in that Western Hemisphere before. I mean, if I'm not mistaken, weren't there some protesters holding placards back in the day? Related to hairbread and jet skis and a couple other things. And
yep.
Nobody removed them from that same boulevard for holding up them placards?
Exactly.
Or am I mistaken?
No, not mistaken at all.
Well, I could testify now because I got a witness. Amen.
Well, let's put it like this, Naughty. Beside all of this mess with having to get permission from the Royal Bahamas Police Force Commission and all that stuff, the Constitution of the Commonwealth Bahamas dictates, and it says, that the people have the right to assembly, the right of freedom of speech, as well as the right of freedom of movement. And whenever you put barricades up, what kind of message are you sending to your people? In fact, who is really the government in this country? Is it the 38 in the parliament, or is it the Bahamian people? Who is the master, and who is the servant? You see, we have to get this thing in its proper context. Now,
right.
I can understand that these guys out there had weapons. For instance, weapons, ammunition, guns, spears, knives, and so on and so forth. And even though the persons would say, well, you know, nobody knows what anybody has on them, X, Y, Z, A, B, C.
No, but I think that was just an overflow for the fact that we have to have strong, you know, security force presence due to the international protocols for CARICOM. There are a lot of leaders here, so I think those dudes were going to be out with all of that on anyway.
But then, Naughty, that is standard procedure. But the mere fact here is, to be honest with you, after all the commentary and everything, people were saying that it was just most of it was sheer intimidation. Why would you want to intimidate the Bahamian people when the Bahamian people are not violent people? We are murderers, as JJ normally would say.
Right.
But when it comes down to action, Many Bahamians would talk the talk, but that walk they would not walk because we are peaceful people. But I can tell you, if they continue violating the rights of the Bahamian people to express themselves in the manner that they want to, because remember now, the Constitution says the freedom of speech, freedom of movement, and freedom of assembly.
Correct.
Anytime you allow a government to infringe upon the rights of its people, then that's where anarchy.
And you head down that dictatorial road.
We are actually already on that road because I see a dictatorship here in play, and a lot of people, especially the pundits on that side who support this government, they come up with all kind of nonsense and so on to justify the mess. But anyway, I'm going to leave it there, Naughty, and I'm going to tell you, it's a very sad day in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas by the way that these people were treated. Thanks for taking my call.
There you go, Jeff. I appreciate you chiming in as always, man. Mr. Producer, let's get that Bush man going to the break, man. And real quick, man, I got to send out a big shout-out to my brethren down there in Grand Bahama. I think he got off that midday flight now because I know he's booked on that midday flight. But listen, Derek Benjamin DeMar Jr., listen here, man. Please, do us all a favor. Stay out of these political chat groups, okay? You've been from pillar to post politically. You're the poster child for political babbitry. And today, my brother, I thought you was a strong, hardcore COI. All these voice notes are waking people up in the morning. And today you was quiet as a mouse. This is Derek Benjamin DeMar Jr. I won't be here for long. Why you was whispering? And then you stand up in all the videos and you let your leader get carried? And you stood up there in your men in black suit? Derek, you my boy, but I have several seats. Nobody in on your run today. And next time we hear from you, put some bass in your voice. Now we can go to the break, Mr. Producer. That Bushman carry me out. Let's go, Bushy.
Me burn a fire, burn a week at Babylon and the street. Could I never get me down? I know they tried to use me and abuse me. I leave them with the frown. It will go far so long on the plantation. And me never get paid.
Experience a flavor explosion with the new Italian mozzarella chicken sandwich from Dunkin', loaded with juicy chicken, marinara sauce, a generous drizzle of pesto sauce, all topped off with melted cheese and served on a warm, flaky croissant. Made to order all day long, the Dunkin' Italian mozzarella chicken sandwich combo includes a bag of baked Lay's and a freshly brewed iced tea. Enjoy a taste of Italy in every bite. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online. www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Whether your business is in store, on the go, or both, let Fidelity work with you to maximize your customers' payment options with a fixed or mobile terminal so that you never miss a sale. It's safer than cash and more convenient so that you can take your business anywhere. For details, contact a business development officer today at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport or visit our website at fidelitygroup.com.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Juicy fried chicken, mashed potatoes with gravy, and a hot buttery biscuit for only $5. That's genius! Part of the KFC Genius menu, the KFC $5 snack box delivers on flavor and value. Need to feed more than one? KFC's Great Picks has got you covered. Packed with four thighs and four legs, fried to golden perfection, plus four buttery biscuits for only $20. More genius! Hungry for deals? The Genius Menu at KFC. It's finger-licking good.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by BTC, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, First Caribbean Bank, Island Wholesale, John's Department Store, J.S. Johnson, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. We're back. 5:14 p.m. is the time. All right, real quick, what I'm going to do, I'm going to let a couple of more texts come in, a couple of more calls come in, because during the break, some of you all were fired up. And then we'll take a break, and then we'll talk sports the rest of the way. All right, but like I said, it is a real hot topic today. And first of all, let's hear from the opposition leader, Mr. Michael Pintard, the leader of His Majesty's Loyal Opposition. And Mr. Producer, you got that lined up for me? All right, so let's hear from Mr. Pintard right now. His take on some of the events, on the events that transpired today. Here's some of his takes.
Good morning. This is Michael Pintard, leader of the Free National Movement. We are outraged by the tendency of the Davis administration to engage in undemocratic behavior. They've sought to avoid answering questions that are to be put to them by members of the opposition on behalf of the public. They've often muted our mics while we're engaged in debates in the parliament. Far too often, they have brought many armed officers to surround the parliament as if we are under a constant state of siege, and have placed many barricades between the people of the Bahamas and the parliamentarians who work for them. They are also in the business of discouraging even peaceful protests by small numbers of Bahamians who have a right to be seen and heard even when one disagrees with their ideas or their approach. The Davis administration has a chance to send a clear message to the world that the Bahamas is a democratic country with a government that's not afraid of its people or afraid of their views being heard.
So there you have it. I mean, you have it on multiple levels now. What tone are we setting here? I mean, some texts just hit me up. This is a police state. Is it really? Are we there yet? Naughty, will the government reimburse people for missing their flights today? It's a good question. Did you miss your flight today, Texter? And I highly doubt they would reimburse anybody for missing a flight. And here we have the sentiment again. Naughty, the police screwed this day up completely. The road closures, no options for rerouting traffic, no information put out to the public ahead of time. I mean, it frustrated people on multiple levels. Here's another one that keeps sounding off. It keeps coming in, you don't get arrested for being in the country illegally. However, you get arrested for a peaceful protest. There's another one. Naughty, the next few months are going to be volatile. This may not go the 5 years. This one may have to call earlier than Doc called his. What? No, sir. Things too good for this administration. They got too much frequent flyer miles to reimburse. They ain't calling no early election. No, sir. Naughty, will there be road closures tomorrow morning, too? Have we heard any more since they failed to inform us this morning? That's a good point. Have we had a receipt? Have we had a press release or a press statement released? So, let me know. Did we have a press release? That's a very good question. Now, text up. Some of y'all at this point, you don't get arrested for coming to the country illegally. Well, you can't really say that. Because we do see repatriations, right? Maybe not to the standards or the numbers that you'd like, but we do see repatriations. So obviously, if you come in illegally, you're getting arrested. So I get your sarcasm. I get your little innuendo there. But obviously, we have to be specific in how we address certain things. So yes, there may be, in your opinion, Texter, a disparity but it does happen. Maybe not as frequent as you like, but it does happen. Well, no, I heard it on the news, not Texter. There'll be traffic diversions, but I need specific breakdowns. Don't just say diversion. Let me know. You know how many times they give us stuff ad nauseum to read here? Over and over and over, monotonous, over and over. Just endless messages from the administration of the day pertaining to road closures or this or that. So give me something specific. Don't just say it could be a diversion. Give me the breakdown. Give me the 411. Be specific and specific. That's why I'm asking. And we always get some from the OPM. Where's an old statement there, Mr. Watson, on this? Specifically and specifically. So we know. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Allen Johnson, Critical Thinker.
My brother.
Yes, Naughty, I'm calling it for September 2024.
Huh? Man, look here. Stop, because sometimes when you call things like that, it's turned out to be true.
No, so say, I'm saying unless the dollar changes, right?
You say September 24. September what?
2024.
September 2024.
Yeah. What happens is...
I like the 24, man. That's Kobe's old number. I like that.
Right. So unless the dollar changes, here's an example, right? We have the midterm debate. What new investment announcement or progress they have to add for the midterm debate? Then I want you to pause there and then go from January to this June. What will happen that will bring any type of growth to support a anticipated, what they say, $4 billion revenue budget? Okay. Nothing there. This is a marketing exercise. So in the absence of growth, because even the little growth we have has been jobless growth, we are not going to hit the 6% or more that we need to even begin to move forward. So the only thing you could do is come with a huge spend budget that brings up a huge deficit. That means in 2024, you are going to come with a bushfire to hide every single thing. And then before the first quarter, right, June, remember, it's July, August, September. Before the first quarter ends, the same thing that the previous administration do, you will go to the people. Because here's what also adds to that. Everything in the world is going digital in the most rapid pace that we even saw past COVID. The Progressive Liberal Party have until July 1st to bring strategies, not talk, that changes the dynamics of our economic growth because it's impacted by external factors. And if this legislation for all of the beautiful digital things they talk about for the digitizing of the economy, not government, digitizing the economy, if those legislation doesn't hit, because already the fintech aspect we tried has died with this thing called FTX, we have not had any conversation concerning reform of that, that hasn't happened. So if they don't bring a transformational agenda that comes with this new budget debate, what we need to do is get people to begin to register if you want to participate.
My brother, we got to get you on for a full show next week, man. We got to catch up. All right? But yeah, man, always good to hear from you, see Alan. And let me ask you a question. Do you have a specific date in September for that? Or just
They will most likely go very close to the same anniversary. You'll always wait for the second or third week, but you will never go into that fourth week.
Because you know me, I like numbers, man.
I'll put it back for the same 15th, 16th that Minutes tried. I'll put it back for the 15th this time.
Probably with the reverse results, eh?
Yeah. So... You know, so all y'all and aspirants, members of parliament, start campaigning early.
Yeah, man. Get it together. All right, man. Seattle, always good to hear from you, man. Let me check the text lines real quick. Naughty, you think out west had issues today? Try coming to Paradise Island now. The police are all over the place. Machine guns in hand for real. Police are on every corner on Bay Street and, of course, approaching the bridge. Wow. I'm glad I don't have to go to work tonight. Because we close because of CARICOM, so I could stay home and watch all this unfurl. Naughty, I agree with the Texans. They need to get this Haitian sympathizing PM out of office and revamp policing in the country. They want to put on a show for CARICOM. I don't think John Kerry and CARICOM would agree with this undemocratic actions by our government. I wish this hits international news. Let's go again. I mean, SBF and FTX wasn't good. Well, okay, let's see. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Blessing, good evening, sir.
Sparky, what's going on, man?
I needed to call you back because, you know, I feel like distress. I have a friend of mine that just called me a little while ago. She has to drop, had to drop her husband, who is a senior defense force officer, to the office of the prime minister on Cable Beach. And it took her 2 hours to get him to his job at the prime minister's office in Cable Beach. Somebody just sent a video out of the traffic block-up around the western end of the island. Now, I mean, Donnie, please take a moment to listen to me. I have seen kings and queens and princes and presidents of countries come to this country. I have seen them paint sidewalks white from the airport to Paradise Island. I have seen my country in 74 years in my life done all of this, and at this time in my life, I am 31 days older than the prime minister of this country. But I've never, and you know, Donnie, I am a PLP. I'm not a Starwood counselor, but a PLP.
But you're a card carrying member. You're a hardcore member.
I'm a PLP. I have grown up in the valley as a PLP. But, you know, I told you one time ago, I say, Ray Davis to me has the heart and the mind of a young peddling. But for some reason...
Who got the heart and the mind of a young peddling?
I say, when he went in there, that's how I felt that he went in there with.
Who?
Philip Edward Brave Davis.
No, sir.
I say, hold on, listen to me. Please listen to me. I said, I am that I am.
Yeah, I think you might have got 7 or 8 brown bottles when you came to that conclusion.
I said, listen to me, Lonnie, for a moment. I said, that's what Sparky felt.
That's fine. Go ahead.
But once they have gotten into that little house with Norman Solomon, congratulated Finland one time, say, congratulations, Mr. Finland, you have won this little house in Bay Street. But they own everything around you. They still own everything around us. And now when our own people are down there, I'm trying to figure out, why do we have to go through this? Well, foreigners come into our country, and most people can't even get home this evening from where they're working because of these road traffic blocks. Who has instructed them to do this?
And didn't have the decency to inform the public property.
Why? For these common people come here and just go to this big hotel to party, they two or three meet. And we can't get from Bama to Paradise Island. We can't get from Robinson Road to South Beach because this traffic broke up with all these outriders and all these doors, police cars. And they lock up this western of COVID lockdown. What gone wrong? Bye.
All right, Sparky. All right, breathe. Anyhow, Mr. Producer, let's get to the break so we can talk some sports on the flip side of the break. I'll leave you with this text. Naughty, today was a disgrace. This is what happens when you fill the top echelon of the police force with cronies. The whole murdering public held hostage because they obsessed with a few protesters and failed to direct the traffic properly. Did road traffic have an aerial, real-time view of traffic? This dumbness has got to stop. Shaking my head, sucking my teeth. Boy, Texter, you ain't the only one. All right. And Naughty, it is making foreign news. International press, YouTube, Facebook, and TikTok are going viral with it in addition to some news reports. Let me know what those news reports are because, you know, YouTube, Facebook, and TikTok, man, anything can go viral or not. But I get you. I hear you. All right. Let's get to the break, man. Flip side of the break coming up. We're going to talk sports coming out of the break right here as the Wednesday, February 15th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Juicy fried chicken, mashed potatoes with gravy, and a hot, buttery biscuit for only $5. That's genius. Part of the KFC Genius menu, the KFC $5 snack box delivers on flavor and value. Need to feed more than one? KFC's Great Picks has got you covered. Packed with 4 thighs and 4 legs, fried to golden perfection, plus 4 buttery biscuits for only $20. More genius.
Hungry for deals? The Genius Menu at KFC. It's finger licking good.
Refined style with elegant taste. Then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste. Then fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
Is your 2023 goal to move into your own home? Well, future homeowner, enjoy another payday. Build or buy a home with financing from CIBC First Caribbean, and you'll receive cash back every month for 1 year. A home is one of your greatest investments, so secure one soon. Visit CIBCFCIB.com/homeowners payday for more info. Offer valid from January 9 through to March 31, 2023. Terms and conditions apply.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You get cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Flavor alert! The Dunkin' Maple Sugar Bacon Breakfast Sandwich is the perfect blend of maple and smoked bacon in every bite. Enjoy a fluffy egg, melted Swiss cheese, and sweet caramelized maple sugar smoked bacon, all stacked on a warm, flaky croissant. Make it a combo with lightly seasoned hash browns and your favorite freshly brewed Dunkin' coffee. Tap into maple flavor today at Dunkin'. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We're back at you on the Wednesday, February 15th edition of Talking Heads. And look out for Purdy. Purdy, Jerry, let him in, Mr. Producer. Let him in, let him in, let him in. So we got to talk, man, because, you know, we got to find out what's going on with Purdy, man, because, you know, Purdy wasn't here yesterday, Mr. Producer. You know he was playing yesterday for Purdy, right? Newfound love is like a brand new toy. It picks you up. You got Pearly in yet, or are you going or not? Connecting it. I wonder if he had connectivity problems yesterday. That's why he's like, sir. Whee! Anyhow. Yeah, okay, Texter. We got Pearly in there. Texter, listen, you may be right on that one, man. See, Allen is very predictive, man. That's why I was laughing. All right, so here we go. All right, here we go. Pearly in? Where's Pearlissimo, man? I know, and listen, I know Pearly excited because why? Pearly called me 7 in the morning the other day. Hey, you up for breakfast? I said, yeah. He goes, guess what? Pitchers and catchers have reported. This dude loved baseball, babe. My God.
You really give me hell about baseball?
Don't worry about that, Pearly. The draft is in a couple of weeks. The combine is next week. Yes, sir. I'm right there, Richard. 30 days. Boy, what a day it was today, though, Pearly. Boy, look at your lot of issues, you know, Pani.
I had an opportunity to listen to the show, and I just want to make a quick comment before we get to sports. Not to belabor the topic.
Go ahead.
anybody who knows me knows my politics. So, you know,
right.
I'm about to say something that may go contrary, but you know what my politics is. I thought that I don't have a problem with the road closures, you know, because I remember back in 85 when we had Chokum here, the Combat has a government meeting and they had to close Cable Beach. Everybody parked at Goodman's Bay. They had a bus system that ran people back and forth from the hotel, but it was properly organized. I think the problem is organization and public relations. The public did not get proper notification of what was going on, because I talked to, and I blame the hotel too, because I talked to several hotel staff members who didn't even know what was going on to know that they would have to plan their schedule differently. So I think communication is the biggest problem in all of this. The public did not know what was going on properly. The police did a terrible job of road direction or closure, whatever you want to call it. So that part of it, I don't have a problem with the pilot police out there with guns and stuff like that, you know, because we do have, see, that doesn't protect the those visitors from Bahamians, you know. They know Bahamians don't check. We don't care about things like that. We ain't going to be wearing, that ain't no issue. That problem is to protect if, you know, you have Justin Trudeau here.
That's what I'm saying. That ties in with international security protocols when you have these kind of events.
Yes. So that part of it, I understand the show of guns and stuff, you're getting nervous, blah,
blah. That's why I mentioned.
But if you go to the United States right now, you go to a conference of states, you can see them there. You can see them in Cuba. You can see them in Jamaica. You can see them in Barbados. You can see them in Trinidad. You can see that.
I think.
So that's, to me, is not the issue. I think the issue is that the police didn't do a good job of controlling the traffic, didn't do a good job of that, and the public did not get a proper notification of what's going on. We ain't make a big enough deal about it. That's basically it. Now, Pitchers and Catchers reported today. Everybody's in. So we're excited. Yes, everybody comes to training camp on Sunday. And people, it's time for Dodger baseball. Baseball is back. I'm excited.
And you know, this year, I got to carry double the load for the Yankees, because you know, I got to carry from my boy Frankie to the Yankee, the late Frankie to Yankee.
So, yes.
I would also tell you, in true spirit of Frankie the Yankee, that you know the Yankees have also got their pitchers and catchers lined up ready to go as well.
Everybody in, you know.
The gloves are popping, you know what I mean? And then,
you know, everybody's giving their, and then the NFL draft, everybody's giving their, already talking about who can pick first, who can get second, who's copying, who's signing here. I see Philadelphia lost a couple of coordinators. So,
yeah, well, Yankees got one pitcher who won't be reporting. That's Frankie Montas, because he may miss the season. Surgery coming up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Now, that's a blow.
Really? Really? All right, Pearly, we got to get these phone calls, so hang tight. We might have to comment sports or politics. I don't know which way you're going to go at this stage.
No matter.
All right, here we go. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, how you doing?
All right.
Great. Listen, I just piggyback some with your co-host that said, Communication. They should have had police officers or some spokesman on every radio talk show to explain the traffic situation, what it's going to be, how it is going to be. They didn't do that.
No, sir.
Everybody just got up and meet the traffic, one of the next, tied up everything. Like you said, when Chokum was here, we didn't have no, although, you know, you have more cars now, but it was smooth, straight through.
We didn't have a lot of things back in the day compared to how we got it today when it comes to these kind of events.
And the protocols
were executed.
For BTC at the time.
But the communication, I mean, right now, they should have had, because it can be the same thing tomorrow morning, they should have had police officer or spokesman for every to come on and say where the traffic will be, how it's going to be diverted, where it's going to be, where everybody can have their hands up, but everybody just woke up and meet the traffic.
And boy, did we meet it. It was everywhere. Boy,
it was
every cranny.
It's going to be worse tomorrow because of the fall downtown. It's rough good.
Right. It's going to be, you got your closures tomorrow for downtown and from 4 o'clock. And then I see nothing for Bahama Boulevard, but we'll have to revisit that. But as of now, downtown is going to be locked down.
No, but they should have had someone, you know, to come on. Even now, they still do the adult in most of the talk shows and finish, but still come on the radio and say something, man.
Make sure you got enough radio stations in the country and enough shows throughout the day, morning, noon, and night to get the message out there.
Yes, they do.
As well as ZNS and social media.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, then, thanks.
All right, caller, be safe. Let's check the next caller there, Mr. Producer. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, not Jeff calling back again.
Hey, what's going on, Jeff?
Yeah, your previous caller touched something that I was wanted to comment on. And I can tell you, in 1985, when I worked Chogham with the then former Prime Minister, the late, great Sir Lyndon Oscar Pilling, the calamity that we had, that we've seen today, that back then. And he is so right when he said it's all based on communications, because even at the hotel at that time, the Cable Beach Hotel, where I worked, the staff was actually briefed on the protocols. We knew what it is that we were going to face. The police officers at that time were all coordinated. We didn't have no major fiasco in terms of traffic jams and stuff back then. So it goes back now that if the powers that be were used today as a training tool and not in what not to do, because again, you have the same situation basically repeating itself in terms of diversion of traffic and so on and so forth. I think they should be to the drawing board right now, trying to come up with a comprehensive plan where what happened today should not happen tomorrow until this conference is over. Thanks for taking my call.
All right, Jeff. Thanks so much. Bernie, I tell you, where the town buzzing, man.
Yeah.
People really in their feelings, and I don't mean that in a bad way. I'm not making fun of them being in it. Really, they have every right to be.
Yeah, no, I understand. I understand all of that.
This is like a buck-up-go situation.
If you know, I heard Sparky talking about these foreigners coming in and all that stuff, but let's be real and let's understand. Our country, our economy works off direct foreign investment. What I mean by direct foreign investment, but a bunch of foreigners coming here to visit. Let's get that in our head now. So we need to stop running on, but at least letting these foreigners come. And I understand what you're talking about. I understand we do have an immigration crisis. We do. We have a serious immigration crisis in this country, and we need to deal with it. However, what we're bringing in this country and CARICOM is good for the country. It exposes our country. It puts us in the news. It puts things within, and it gives us an opportunity to make some networking and to basically to meet heads, other heads, and do that. That's fine. I have a problem with that. That's good stuff, and that's something the country needs, and I welcome those kind of things. All I'm saying is, you got to communicate and you got to plan properly. And I know when you have people like Leon battling them on the police force, and when these events come, these fellas had meetings on top of meetings on top of meetings with you. I remember working with them with the World Relays. I went working with them at Caribbean Music Festival and other events. They come, these dudes meet with you, and they plan every minute where each person could be. So you know, and the public is known, and there's no excuse why the public didn't have clear indication of what's going on. Especially if they could do it back in 85 when you had the Tribune, Guardian, and ZNS. That's all you had. And maybe limited upon Tribune, Guardian, ZNS. And that's it. And then now you have all these avenues to get information out and you can't get it out properly. There's a problem there. There's a major problem there. And it may be that you just more into showboating than doing anything else.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of, just what you get when you got a lot of flight plans, photo ops, and all of that. The pomp and circumstance, we got covered, okay? The photo ops, we got covered, but how we handle the business of the day properly. And what examples have we put out to the world? Because you don't think people passing by, they have members, they have attachés here from these foreign dignitaries who are here. So just because you got the dignitary covered, that don't mean you got an attaché who ain't taking an eye for the people protesting or getting arrested and so on and so forth.
But guess what? That part of it don't bother me either, you know. You go to a conference at the United Nations, or a conference anywhere, there's protests and people getting arrested. That's part of it. That shows that this democracy is alive and right. Well and actively working in the country. So fine. So what? Got a protest. So what? What would that going to do? What will that do? A couple of people running around and making a bunch of noise, much of them, so people ain't taking serious anyway. What'd that do? People probably admire the foreign, some of those foreign, they might probably admire, oh, they allow them to do it. That is so wonderful. This country is so democratic. To me, let them protest. I don't care. But you can make a noise, run around.
All right.
That's your rights.
On another
you
note.
You have the right to do that.
On another note, Eric Bieniemy interviewed for the commander's coaching position today, and he might be a strong candidate for said job.
The head coach?
Head coach.
He deserves it. He deserves it. If anybody should have gotten a head coaching job in the last 2 years, it should have been him.
Yeah. And I mean, they're talking about the carousel being complete, but I don't see it being complete because obviously you still have a job out there. Washington, you know, has a job out there. And I don't think they'll be hiring him to be the offensive coordinator
And if they made this
Rivera,
they deliberately waited for the Super Bowl to end. They deliberately waited for the Super Bowl to end. They probably had all intentions, have all intentions.
I think so. Hopefully, man, he can get at least an interview, a proper interview, and you know, get an opportunity to call the shots and call the players and line things up and see what he does. All right. Now, apparently, the Commanders are going to interview Agbiani for offensive coordinator position on Thursday, not the head coach position. So they're going
to
get
into the motions. Then are you crazy to leave Kansas City to go there?
I'm not going
to
leave Kansas City
unless he wants to use that to get from under Andy Reid's shadow and wants to show that hey, I'm the one
in
coordination.
There's a very interesting take shared by Stephen A. Smith, Marty Quarum, and of course Herman Edwards. And we'll be going home with the final 10 today with these guys actually breaking down this whole Eric Bieniemy situation. And some people think that it may actually be the calm and the quiet before the storm, meaning he comes in, gets in as the OC, they fire Rivera next year, they give him the job. Kind of like what's going on in Dallas with Quinn.
Okay.
Now, apparently a reason why this may be pearly is because he will actually get a chance to call the shots. Unlike under Andy Reid, he's the offensive coordinator, but Reid calls the plays and calls the in-game management.
That's the point I'm raising. That's what I'm saying. He might have that opportunity to get from under Andy Reid.
Right, and that may work for him.
And show what he's good for. And it could be an audition for head coach for the job at Washington or head coaching job somewhere else.
And real quick before we get to the break and then get to the final time with Stephen A., on the horizon in Miami, potentially a Derek Carr sighting. I heard some rumblings there.
I saw speculation that they say Miami should sign him. And I mean, if you bring him as a backup, I have no problem with that.
You know where is crying for a quarterback and could use him? The Indianapolis Colts. But then again, they're probably going to go draft.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
We'll definitely see what happens. I think it's going
to be. If you see them as to take on Derek Carr, then there's something medically wrong with Tua.
Right. So you got to keep an eye out for that. But it's good to know that the pitches and catches are back there, Pearl. In short order, it'll be April, an opening day. And boy, you know.
See, I'll tell you why I'm excited. There's a lot of people out there thinking the Dodgers lost Trey Turner, Justin Turner, you lost Cody Bellinger, you lost Anderson, the pitcher, you know, you lost all these players. But the core of the Dodgers there, Freddie Freeman, Mookie Betts, Will Smith, Gavin Lux, and the great Kate Clay, the great. Kershaw, they're all there. Urias is there. You know, Dustin May is there. So I think the people think
you're in mid-season form already, sounding like that guy, and it's not even preseason. Calm down.
Oh, I haven't become that guy yet because this is the year I'm really going to become that guy because nobody expects the
Dodgers. Well, let me tell you why I'm excited.
I'm going to be that guy.
Last baseball season, you didn't get the air fryer till the end. This baseball season, we got it for the whole season. Boy, we can do some tailgating.
I get more recipes, Naughty. We should look for a segment. You know, who's playing the 1 o'clock game? I got the little nugget recipes, the chicken. Oh, I got all kind of air fryer recipes for you to munch on while you're watching.
We'll make that a plan. We'll make that happen. All right, so we're going to get to the break, man. I appreciate you chiming in doing double duty today, politics and sports. And like I say, I appreciate everybody listening, having a little extended version today because it was, you know, a lot of issues were raised, a lot of points were raised. A lot of people seem to be a little more awake today than they were yesterday. They're starting to smell the coffee.
Yeah. And that's good. But that's all we do is let's look at it sensibly. Let's look at it reasonably and let's be real and understand. If we want to say this Bahamas is a great little country, let's understand we ain't living in a box. We ain't living in a whatever. We living in a whole global society and things like this happen all over the world. We just got to know how to deal with it properly and professionally and responsibly. Bottom line.
There you go. Well said, Pearly. All right, Mr. Producer, take us to the break. Flip side of the break. We got Stephen A. Smith and the crew from ESPN taking us home. Where is Eric Bieniemy going to end up? Are we going to have another African-American head coach? Or is it just going to be D'Amico Ryans as the newest one hired this year by the Houston Texans? All right, we'll check all of that out on the flip side of the break. Good stuff today, folks, and we'll do it again tomorrow right here on Guardian Talk Radio 96.9 FM. Have a good one. If you can be good at it, Bahamas.
George! Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online. www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
Experience a flavor explosion with the new Italian mozzarella chicken sandwich from Dunkin', loaded with juicy chicken, marinara sauce, a generous drizzle of pesto sauce, all topped off with melted cheese and served on a warm, flaky croissant. Made to order all day long, the Dunkin' Italian mozzarella chicken sandwich combo includes a bag of baked Lay's and a freshly brewed iced tea. Enjoy a taste of Italy in every bite. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
J.S. Johnson Insurance agents are the best. Reliable service, we've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.S. Johnson Insurance has the best. Always, you're always covering me. J.S. Johnson Insurance, peace of mind.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. That's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
After the Eagles' Super Bowl loss, both Phillies coordinators landed first-time head coaching gigs 48 hours after their loss to the Kansas City Chiefs. D.C. Jonathan Gannon replaced Cliff Kingsbury in Arizona on Tuesday, and O.C. Shane Steichen was hired in Indianapolis, succeeding interim head coach our friend Jeff Saturday. That completes this year's hiring cycle. There were just five openings. Ryan Clark took notice, tweeting this. Sounds good. Be a losing coordinator in the Super Bowl and be a head coach in 2 days. Congrats, Gannon and Steichen. Go to 5 AFC championships, 3 Super Bowls, win 2 rings, hope for a lateral move to prove yourself all over again. Get bleep on again. Bieniemy, not sure what dude did, but and RC coming with the fire there, but it is facts as well. And look who is here.
I finally got in the house, and Stephen A. is not here.
I know.
It's unbelievable.
I know.
That's okay. I'm sorry, man. It's not like I knew you. It's not like I knew you were going to be here and then show up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, y'all kill me. I'm in studio over 200 days out of the year. Y'all ain't around. Y'all chilling in Southern California and other places. Weather's beautiful. We freeze in New York and all of this other stuff. And the one day I'm gone, we making noise about me. This is unbelievable. Yeah. Y'all are something else. Right. Y'all really are. Y'all really are. The only person that has been in the studio for me all the time is Doggy.
Herm, it's so great to see you in person.
It's good to be here.
Stephen A's working on his residency in Vegas. That's his next project.
I am.
All right.
He's on his book tour.
Let me ask you this, and I'll start with you, Doug. Do you think Bieniemy will ever be an NFL head coach?
Yeah, I do. And Herm, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, Doug.
Herm and I go back and
we go way back.
Do you guys?
Yeah,
With the Jets.
Yes.
With the Jets.
Did 505. He did everything.
Oh, story time later.
Oh, I love Herm. Yeah. Herm came on to Arizona State. Used to get him on during a pandemic. Yeah, he's the best.
Okay, Sam Tanucci is going to kill us.
Yeah, I do think that Bieniemy eventually will get a job. Herm would be the better guy to ask than I would, but I think eventually he'll get a job. I'm not sure when that's going to be. I do think Andy Reid's right. He probably should go to another franchise to run their offense and be effective, because as long as he's in Kansas City, everybody's going to think it's Andy Reid's offense, not him. He must not interview great. I mean, think about it. The Kansas City GM went to Chicago and he hired a defensive coordinator and didn't even give Bieniemy an interview. The Giants, when they looked for an offensive coordinator, they took Reid's quarterback coach.
Yeah.
They didn't take Bieniemy. So there's got to be something that we don't know about, because if he was a great offensive coach and did all the check the boxes with interviews and all that, somebody would hire him. They're looking for great offensive coaches. But I think eventually Herm will break through and get a job.
I'm hoping that's the case. It's sad to watch, to be quite honest. I sat in that seat as a young minority coach trying to get an opportunity. I got an opportunity and obviously went to the Jets. But I've watched Eric, and I know him, and I've talked to him numerous times. At one time, he was considering maybe going to college and trying to go back and become a head coach and then work his way back into the NFL to become a coach. I do think you make a good point. I think he needs to move on away from Andy as well, just to run his own shop, where no one can say, well, you know, he's kind of consulting with Andy. Andy's kind of helping him and all that. I mean, be on your own. Worst case scenario for him is if Andy retires, which he will eventually, maybe he goes back to Kansas City and they give him a shot. But to me, I'm watching this develop, and I do know this. Sometimes interviews are not always good when you have too many, because these owners speak as well. And the problem is when you're getting two or three interviews every season and you don't get a job, these owners are talking amongst each other saying, well, I've interviewed him four times and he had five interviews this time. Well, why should I hire him, right? And that becomes the conversation behind the closed doors. And I don't know where it's at, but it's a shame. We've watched all these other guys get hired. He's not gotten a job yet. It's mind-boggling to me.
It's sad. There's no doubt about that. Eric Bieniemy clearly deserves to be a head coach in the National Football League. And we can go to a plethora of opportunities that he's been denied. How does Cliff Kingsbury ever get a head coaching opportunity before Eric Bieniemy? How did Nathaniel Hackett get a job before Eric Bieniemy? How about Matt LaFleur? He was his offense was the 27th ranked offense in the National Football League when he got hired as head coach in Green Bay. That is a fact, okay? That's just to name a few. I can come with others. I can come with a plethora of others, but I don't need to because we all know what's going on here. And the fact of the matter is this. We talk about Patrick Mahomes, 5 straight trips to the NFC, to the AFC Championship game, 3 Super Bowl appearances, 2 Super Bowl championships. There has never been a day when he has lost or a season when he has lost, when he has failed to win less than 12 games in a regular season in that whole span. And his record in that span is 64-16. Why do I bring that up? Did you know that the day that Patrick Mahomes started, was the starting quarterback for the Kansas City Chiefs? Is when Eric Bieniemy arrived. He was the running backs coach for the previous 5 years in Kansas City. But then he got elevated to offensive coordinator. That was when Patrick Mahomes became the quarterback. Wow, what a coincidence. I think he had something to do with that decision. It wasn't just Andy Reid. Somebody was working and saying to him, yo, this dude is that dude. And that was Eric Bieniemy, okay? Which brings me to the point that everyone's failing to make because, and I know we know it's true, we're just hesitant. And I'm not, the word blame is not appropriate here. I'm not saying blame as if it was done intentionally. But when we think about what's holding Eric Bieniemy back most, it's Andy Reid. Andy Reid has cost Eric Bieniemy a head coaching job in the National Football League. We don't want to say it, but it's true. And here's the reason why. Because even though you're the head coach, you don't have to call plays. He chose to. Not all the time. Most of the time it might be Eric Bieniemy. But Andy Reid not only called some plays, he made sure we knew he called plays. The NFL community knew he called plays. There's plenty of head coaches in the National Football League, Coach Herm Edwards. Mad Dog Russo, you've been covering sports for decades. There's plenty of head coaches in the league that have offensive coordinators that are calling plays. Even when they make a call, you don't hear about it because the offensive coordinator is calling the plays. You might get in his ear and say, I want to see this, I want to see this, I want to see that. But it's that job. Yet somehow in Kansas City, it's convoluted. 1 minute it's Eric Bieniemy. Another minute it's Andy Reid. Well, who's calling and who deserves credit? If you give owners a choice to give credit to somebody, who the hell do you think they're going to give credit to? They're going to give credit to Andy Reid. He's the guy that coached the Philadelphia for 14 years. He's the guy that took them to 5 NFC championship games, 4 straight. He's also the guy that failed to win a Super Bowl until Patrick Mahomes was his quarterback and Eric Bieniemy was his offensive coordinator. But they don't see that.
What they see is Andy Reid's the head guy. He knows a thing or two about offense. He's called some plays. Andy Reid had to come out years ago, y'all remember this, and highlight how he's allowed Eric Bieniemy to up his stature and to take more control of the offense. He had to go out there on Front Street and announce to the world, I'm not doing what I used to do. I'm really leaning on this guy. Why? Because the narrative had already been written. It had already been established. And that is what they see. I'm not saying that you're wrong, Doggy, about the whole interview process. There's something that Eric Bieniemy isn't doing that's really resonating with owners. Fair enough. No doubt about it. But there is no question in my mind that the greatest detriment and impediment to him becoming a head coach is the fact that Andy Reid is his boss.
But what is it that he's doing in the interviews? And can there be some transparency on that for him? Is that just a cop-out to say, well, he has the resume?
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.